This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakia's prime minister was in life-threatening condition after being shot on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, "A physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person. But it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions," she says. "Please, let's stop it." Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from some parts of the country's northeast and were battling Russian troops in other areas. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky postponed all his upcoming foreign trips, underscoring the seriousness of the threat his soldiers are facing. Against that grim backdrop, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sought to reassure the ally of continuing American support. He announced a $2 billion arms deal on Wednesday. Most of the money comes from a package approved this month. The top diplomat is in Ukraine. As Russian troops press a new offensive in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. A member of Ukrainian parliament said on Wednesday the shortage of ammunition was the main reason Russian troops were able to make the unexpectedly fast advance in their latest offensive. The advance could draw some of Kyiv's depleted forces away from the east, where Russia has been slowly advancing. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people are taking to the streets of Tbilisi in Georgia in protest of the parliament's passage on Tuesday of what critics call a Russian-style foreign agent law. VOA Georgian service Anna Chikovidze has more from Tbilisi.
The bill requires any groups receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. The government says it's needed to prevent foreign interference, but critics call it a Russian-style threat to stifle free speech. Washington and Brussels say the actions threaten Tbilisi's relationship with the West. For over a month, Georgian protesters have taken to the streets in the largest rallies the country of 3.7 million people has seen since it gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Anish Rikwadze, VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.
U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told a Senate hearing on Wednesday there are an increasing number of foreign actors, including non-state actors, seeking to influence U.S. elections, and Russia, China, and Iran are the most significant. Haines said Russia remains the most active foreign threat to elections. However, she said the U.S. government's efforts to protect elections have improved significantly since the 2016 presidential election, and she believes the government has never been better prepared. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump traded barbs online on Wednesday after agreeing to debate each other in person at least twice prior to November's general election rematch. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
CNN reports the Democratic Party incumbent and the Republican challenger are scheduled to debate on June 27th, while ABC says a second Trump-Biden debate will be held on September 10th.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Trump currently does not have to be in court in New York City on Wednesdays during his criminal hush money trial. That trial is likely to conclude before next month's first scheduled debate. Trump on his Truth Social platform responded he's ready and willing to debate and wants more encounters than the June and September dates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is preparing more changes to the nation's asylum system meant to speed up processing and potential removal of migrants who continue to arrive at the southern border. It's an interim step as President Biden continues to mull a broader executive order to crack down on border crossings that may come later this year. I'm Joe Ramsey.